Elliot,
oh,
European
sympathize
woman
button
does wear a hat. The American woman today does not wear them because American women are like sheep. They are not fashion setters.
Well, calm down.
They follow each other.
Mm-hmm.
Consequently, they are hatless.
Wow. She's scary.
Likes one.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess that this might be the same person.
Lake. Oh. I think Swan Lake, perhaps. I know all the music to all of them, but I like opera because it's drama. Drama, and I like to sing.
You gonna sing for us again?
Darling, without an orchestra, how in the devil could one sing? Without music and opera and sambas and rumbas and cha-chas, I know this all my life. And living in a hill, you can say I'm old, but that isn't the issue. The issue is that I need a wealthy husband that I can travel with.
That's an odd video.
So, I guess she doesn't think American women wear hats as much. But I guess that was a long time ago, and I don't know who wears hats these days. I mean, a lot of people do. Do you think that Facebook is going to add a sympathize button?
Oh my god, it's so stupid. Just the word sympathize. Why don't they should just add a meh button, you know, and a dislike button.
Well, people have been asking for a dislike button for a long time. I think that would be a great idea. There is a thumbs down on YouTube, you know? I mean, why shouldn't there be a dislike button on Facebook?
Well,
I don't know. I don't use Facebook much.
And the idea is, you know, oh, my kid broke their arm. You don't want to hit like, you know, but you're showing it like, I like support, so... You can sympathize.
So you could sympathize if I posted this clip to Facebook, people could sympathize.
It's basically encouraging people to share their shitty news on Facebook so we can sympathize with them.
Yeah, I mean, some people share like sad news on Facebook, right? Some people would rather not mention it online. It's like there's no like right or wrong way to handle stuff like that, I guess. I mean, but if they add sympathize, that's fine. But you should be able to dislike stuff if it's like there's, you know, they can make an algorithm if it's about popular culture or if it's about something that, you know, like a sports team, you should be able to like or dislike. It now, maybe there could be a different criteria under which it's a personal update and then people could like sympathize or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, they have all these stupid, you know, happy faces and all that other bullshit. Feeling happy, feeling silly, feeling bloated.
Emoticons,
yeah.
And that kind of stuff.
So, I mean, why not just add that, you know? Not just like, but and sympathize, but open it up to, you know, everything. So you can, it'll essentially, you know, thumbs up it or thumbs down it, or it'll show your engagement. That's really what this is about. It's about engagement. And the reason why they're adding the sympathize button is because they're realizing that the like is limiting the engagement. Right? I don't really like it. But if you want to say, you know, I don't really want to comment, but if you have an option to do something more and express yourself more, then maybe you do that. I think they're going to get reamed for it.
Well, I guess it's some one of those things that isn't, I don't know if it's for sure. But it sounds like it's one of those rumors that's out there. There's an article on CNET, and then I don't know. Here's some video about it.
Yeah, well, and also it's not that just for like
a little awkward if you like
kids who broke their arm. You know, it's sort of like you don't quite like it. Like they want to reserve the like for stuff that you really like. So sympathize is like, yeah, that's cool. I sympathize. I don't know.
Maybe it could just be an okay button for that.
Yeah.
Ever feel a little awkward if you like a post on Facebook about something serious?
No.
Like a death in the family?
course everyone knows you don't actually like the tragic event, but just want to show your support. Hey guys, I'm Anthony.
So shut up!
60. Well, now there might be a feature to express your condolences, and it's called the Sympathize button. At Facebook's annual Compassion Research Day, it was noted that an engineer created the button while participating in one of the company's hackathons. A Facebook spokesperson says hackathons are a big tradition at Facebook. They serve as the foundation for great innovation and thinking about how we can better serve the people around the world.
It's a joke! It's a fucking joke!
You know, sympathizing with family and friends on Facebook, it's important to note that just because the button was developed doesn't necessarily mean it will come to fruition. Not all ideas at the hackathon are integrated into the platform, but Facebook isn't ruling out implementing the sympathize button. For now, you'll just have to refrain from liking something that seems inappropriate. Buzz 60, now you know, pass it on.
Oh, come on, this is bullshit!
Yeah, I mean, people can just comment, sad face, or that sucks, or I'm sorry. You know, I guess if it's something that's, you know, kind of sad or serious, maybe a comment, you know, is really what the person needs.
It's more sincere, it's more personal.
Yeah.
There's more, like, actual communication in it than just a click of a button.
Yeah.
I mean, that is pretty rapid, right? A little tap on your phone screen or a little click of the button on the browser, and that's all you're doing, really.
And I think that's kind of what the like has become. It's like, I can't be bothered.
Exactly. I mean that's kind of because it's that easy to do, right?
Which is why they used it for things like serious things, because, like, the, you know, the video said, you know, people know that you really don't like it. But yeah, you'll see things with, like, 70 likes and, you know, on something serious.
Yeah, so, I mean, they're just, I don't know if,
The next iPod will be huge, an 8-pounder with a 10-inch screen.
So.
An 8-pounder with a 10-inch screen?
This must be taken out of context for something Steve Jobs said a long time ago. It's just, you know, just some clip, I don't know where it came from. Oh, I got a clip, let's see, oh, here, I have last episode, there was a little bit of Mr. Burns from The Simpsons singing, and I thought, all right, well, here, this one, I have a nice little, very short Simpsons clip, I thought that was pretty good, it's in this directory, here we are, okay, and pop in the QuickTime player, let's see. Now there's just a bunch of QuickTime stuff, but not the one that I tried to load. There.
I hold you as responsible for this, so repeat after me. If I withhold the truth, may I go straight to hell, where I will eat naught but burning hot coals and drink naught but burning hot cola.
We're hiring demons to refresh me in the back!
My soul will be chocolate and confetti, screwed by a parade of murderers and single mothers, and where my tongue will be torn out by ravenous birds. Oh, God! Burn dead!
Milhouse, he's such a snitch.
Yeah, totally. It's like
some best friend.
He actually isn't at all loyal most episodes when he's involved, right? He's usually like playing some angle on whatever Bart has going on, whatever crisis Bart faces.
Yeah.
Well, the Starbucks iOS app is something you've been using.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I signed up for it, and every drink that you buy, or every, I should say, purchase, because it can be multiple drinks in one purchase, you get a star. And when you reach a certain level of stars, like your first level is 5 stars, you get free refills. And then when you get to gold level, which I don't know, I think is like 30 stars or something, you get other cool things. But what I like about it is you can pay with your phone, so you can load it up, and they have a lot of cool options where you can like hook your credit card up to it and say auto, you know, fill up my card when it gets below $10 or whatever. So if you're a real Starbucks addict, this is great. But I think my favorite part is all the like apps of the week and songs of the week. I always take those little cards. Mm. I always have the best intentions of downloading them, and I put them in my purse or my pocket or whatever, and I lose them. Now you get messages, and you can just download them, and it's really synced up with iTunes. So you just hit download now, goes into your iTunes, you hit the button, and boom, there you go.
Is it?
Yeah, it's pretty nice. So I downloaded this app, Ski Safari.
Oh, is that where you got that game? I played that a little, yeah.
Which is pretty fun. I mean, you know, it's you're on skis and you're going down a mountain and you have an avalanche coming behind you, so you have to, you know, jump over rocks and, you know, dodge penguins and all this kind of stuff. And if you don't, if you fall too many times in the avalanche, you know, swallows you up. But it's a pretty cool thing. And I think the other thing is it's got a store finder, so you can always find, you know, Starbucks. It's great for traveling. We used it when we were on the headed to Chicago, and we're like, does this rest stop have a Starbucks? And sure enough, right. You know, we found out that it did. And then it also has like a drink maker, so you can make your favorite drink, and it lets you do all the crazy Starbucks things like 2 pumps, 1 pump, half calf, no whip.
How does that work now? Is that, do you mean that you order it to be made in the store, or it has a like a recipe for you to make?
It's under my favorites, and you can, yeah, you can kind of like make your drink. So you can say, oh, I really like that. You know, if you experiment, like, let me try.
So is it a, sorry?
Oh, it's like, if you want to try like a mocha with like 2 pumps of caramel and you like that, then you can create it in the app to remember it.
I see. To keep track of all the little tweaks, like the way you like it.
And then you can also store your friend's drink. So if you're like, oh, I know that my husband likes, black coffee. You know, which isn't too hard to remember.
Absolutely. That's the way I like coffee from Starbucks.
If you're picking up, you know, drinks for people at your work, your friends, whatever, or it's like a lot of those, like, buy one, you know, get one free. They have a lot of those, like, things at Starbucks where you get, like, free drinks. You'll be like, oh, well, I'm going to go see, you know, my friend Jill right now. What's her favorite Starbucks? Oh, I'll get hers, you know. So it's kind of cool to know.
Oh, yeah.
It's just, It's and you can, you know, you can buy gifts from here, so I can send somebody like a quick, you know, Starbucks car for their birthday or anniversary or whatever. And then it's got all the food with you know, calories and allergens and everything, you know, from the sandwiches to the bagels to the, you know, bakery items. So it's pretty cool if you're like, oh, do I want that blueberry scone? No, it's 460 calories. Maybe not. So it's a pretty cool little app. I mean, it's well done. It's easy. It also kind of tells you about the coffees. So there's like, you know, the Columbia, and you're like, oh, you know, you see like a couple different coffees and you're in a long line. You're like, do I want the Columbia? Do I want the Light Roast? And it'll just kind of, you know, give you some information about it, and you can add it to your coffee again if you like it. So, you know, you can tell me, oh, I had the Fair Trade Certified Italian. I really liked it. So I can add that, you know, to the favorite coffee list and then remember that you liked it. So it's neat. It really lets you engage with the brand, and it's got a lot of useful features, which I think that's a big thing with an app. You know, like the ski thing, I might play it, but, you know, it's fun for a couple of, you know, games here and there, but
yeah, it's a basic side scroller. It's cool.
Yeah, nothing, you know, major. But
the eagle and the snowmobile and other stuff is pretty fun, though.
Yeah, but like it goes so fast and it's so tiny and it's hard to really see what's going on. So, you know, and I think like Angry Birds, I mean, there's that frustration level and that physics level and that, oh, there's different kinds of birds, and I don't know that I haven't gotten far enough in this. Hasn't gripped me like Angry Birds did right away. But this is the Starbucks app is a really useful app. It's free in the iTunes store. Is that what it's called?
Well, yeah, the App Store the iTunes app, I guess, depending on whether you're on iOS or a Mac.
Yeah, I mean, so like you get a gift card, you can add it, and you can have like several different gift cards, and you can still swipe the gift card. You know, you don't always have to use your phone, and you'll still get points. I assume, I haven't tried that yet, but I have 2 different cards in here. So it's a neat idea. I think, you know, making things useful with your app, and knowing your customers what they want. And then I looked on the Starbucks website, and they have a lot of ideas and tons more improvement ideas from the community on how to make it better. For example, if I buy two coffees with one purchase, I only get one star. But people think, well, you should get multiple stars, you know, like per drink kind of thing, because I guess when you get up to certain levels, you get more prizes or surprises. And some of the baristas have said people will ring each coffee out separately so that they can get stars for each one. So they kind of game the system a little bit.
Yeah. And they'll probably close those loopholes really fast.
I did get like a little email from them that said, you know, remember, if you don't reach your gold status within a year, you lose all your stars. So it was a subtle sort of, you know, carrot, if you will. But yeah, it's a cool app. I like it.
Cool. You know, this clip has been around a long time, but you remember this one?
Oh, yes.
Sun is right here. These buckets are filled with grapes. What kind of grapes?
These are filled with Chamberson grapes, and the winner, this Saturday, who stomps the most juice, will actually win an overnight stay here at Chateau.
You ready?
Ready to try it?
Yeah, sure.
Let's go.
Not disgusting.
Let's
All right,
go.
You ready? Give us a 30-second time. Here we go.
Don't be ridiculous.
So what's the deal here? There's a contest to stomp, and how are you measuring who does the best stomping?
And whoever stomps the most juice wins an overnight stay, but it's not the only thing you can do.
The measuring cups are down
you
below.
Are
the measuring
an
cups
alcoholic.
Are down below.
Right.
Okay. If you win, you get to stay at Chateau Lawn, and what else do you have going on here?
Well, if Grape Sunday's not your thing, you can come and spend the day listening to live music, eating international foods, having wine tours and tastings, vineyard tours, seminars, arts and crafts. It's all
big
fun,
week.
A whole day.
Stop.
Hurt.
No, I think she is.
Yeah, she's
Ouch.
Hurt. She took a hard fall off there.
Okay.
What? Gosh, I hope she's okay.
Okay. Mm. We're going to make sure she is.
We'll try and check on her and get back to you as soon as we can.
We'll be back right after this.
Oh, the people afterwards, like, what do you do?
Yeah, we'll be back right after this.
I think she got winded.
Oh.
No, but she can still talk, so.
I've prayed with some children who had dealt with demonic presences in their rooms.
Oh, yeah.
And they were acting out against their parents. This is what brought me into the conversation. They were very disobedient, very rebellious to their parents. These are sweethearted kids. And so I went to them and said, why are you doing that? Can you help me understand what's going on? And I would ask them if they'd experienced any demonic presences in their room.
What?
They had, and these demonic presences would tell them, look, if you don't disobey your parents, I'm going to hurt them.
Bullshit.
If you don't disobey your parents, I'm going to kill them. And so the girl was frightened then, out of her love for her
Negative.
Parents, wanted to protect them, frightened into disobeying them. And once we dealt with the demonic spirits and took authority over them, then that problem was resolved.
You
and
son
went away.
Of a bitch.
You know, I've experienced it myself. One night, it was, I don't know, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning, and this is, by the way, when covens, and there are covens, these are clusters of witches that meet. They'll start meeting at midnight, they'll break up at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning, and they will send demonic spirits out on assignments
Nobody.
Against their chosen targets. One night, 2 o'clock in the morning,
You're
I'm awakened by something
tool.
Grabbing my ankle. Had never happened to me before, it's never happened to me since, but something grabbed my ankle, was trying to pull me out of the bed. I realized immediately what it was. I knew I needed to say
like
the name
animal.
Of Jesus. I tried. His name got stuck in my throat. They even tried to keep me from saying the name of Jesus. When I was finally able to say his name, the name of Jesus, it broke my way, and it was lifted. Focal point, AFR talk.
Oh, come on. This is bullshit.
I was going to show you these betta fish photos. It's pictures of betta fish as they're swimming with their
Ooh.
Big tails and stuff, and their many colors.
Wow, these are great.
Yeah,
these
somebody
are, like,
must
frameable.
Use high-speed photography. It'd be a pretty good camera. I don't know how you'd do that yet. Yeah, so there's a link to these photos. It's at Design Faves, but you can go to the show notes and find the link to it. So the show notes are pacificpelican.us/64. Look for podcast number 118, which we're recording now on December 10th, 2013. And thank you, Jessica, for joining me.
And I want to wish a happy birthday to you today.
Well, that's very sweet of you. Yeah, it's been a very nice day, and yesterday too, and you take me out for Japanese food and also for nice, pasta, and so it's we've had a really good time. It's been a great birthday, so thanks. So I want to thank you, Jessica, for a very nice birthday.
You're very welcome.
Well, we got a few more stories here. Have you heard about feral cats taking over a nativity scene, Christmas decorations?
No, but I love the idea because cats are crazy.
Yeah, so let me see if I can find this article. Feral cats declare war on Christmas, seize nativity scene, says the headline at Jezebel website. They say, quote, a colony of feral felines seizes control of a nativity scene organized by two Brooklyn sisters, unquote, every year. They just take up, they just take spots there with the lights on it and the hay or fake hay or whatever. And they just sit there. And then when they bring Jesus, the baby Jesus, statue out, they just push it out of the way and just, chill.
Cats are crazy like that. I love it! I think that would make a good Christmas card.
That's amazing. Yeah, I think they should just run with it and make it like a cat, based scene. But it's not my decoration. Okay, so there's a trend in, books, and it's called dinosaur erotica.
Oh no. Is this what I think it is? Having sex with a dinosaur?
I mean, I guess like this is what there's a quote from it. Azog stood back to the wall, clad only in damp buckskins, waiting for the beast to slash her at her torso until she lay helpless and bleeding on the damp cave floor. She wondered if it would kill her first or if her limbs would be sliced from her body as the beast gorged on her. Instead, it reached out with a clasped hand, clasped, to snatch at her damp animal hide as it clung to one shoulder. Azog felt the kiss of sharp claws against her skin as the hide slid from her shoulder and exposed one naked, heaving breast. The raptor paused, curious, sniffing at her, as she pressed desperately against the wall. And it goes on. Unquote.
Oh my gosh. That's pretty crazy.
Yes!
So, that's pretty much all the stories that I have set up. Do you got anything else to throw into the ring?
What did I see that was kind of an interesting story that a lot of people are talking about? Nope, I don't think I have anything right now. Talk about the Facebook.
What?
Welcome to my weekly podcast, Super Secret Apple Rumors.
I don't know if the Apple rumors about an iWatch are gonna happen. Well, you've been listening to podcast number 118 with me, Dan McKeown, and with my lovely co-host, Jessica. And this has been recorded on December 10th, 2013. Right now, I'm drinking this thing... From the local grocery store that we go to, Earth Fair Organic. It's called Blue Sky Natural Soda. I think it might be from the same company that does that Trader Joe's pop. Anyway, this is the grape flavor one that I'm drinking right now. It's intriguing. It's actually, I think, I would say pretty good flavor. It's not like your typical grape soda that you would, find at like a corner store. Well, if you want to find more information, check the website, pacificpelican.us/64. If you want to read my novel, you can check out djmcloud.com/book.